Hello, hello. It's Joelle back. This is the last holiday minisode. I don't really know if I should call it a holiday anymore. But I'm recording this ahead of time. The holidays haven't happened yet. But welcome to 2021. It's crazy. It's good to think about. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I hope my future self is enjoying 2021. I hope you guys are excited to have Caleb and I back for some full-length episodes that will be coming. Anyway, today's minisode, I kind of wanted to, I do a lot with minisodes, but I wanted to kind of go back to the root a little bit here and check in with everybody, see how you're doing. Before the new year, I had talked about this kind of push and pull I had felt with, hey, I know we're all like really ready for 2021 and good things coming in 2021 and to like ditch 2020 because it was terrible. In a lot of ways, a lot of great things happened, but a lot of bad stuff happened too. Which happens every year, right? But there was just a lot of looming bad stuff, global bad stuff, right? So some of that, like, I just really want to step into 2021 and be done with all of that. And then also some of the reality of just, it's not going to work exactly like that, right? We're not going to just wake up on January 1st, 2021 and have a whole different world out there beyond our doors. So I hope that you guys are kind of stepping into that 2021 in a healthy way and that you're feeling good about it and hopefully not discouraged or anything. In the process of that, I thought it would be really great as I'm checking in with you guys to go through some ways to check in with yourself. Yay! So I think that it's really important for you for everyone to just have kind of like that self-awareness, and the best way to get that self-awareness and check in with yourself and know kind of where you're at and what maybe to work on or what have you, right? New Year's resolutions, anyone? Is to check in with yourself. And the more regularly you do it, the better chances you will have at kind of like seeing some patterns and being able to pick up on like what might be bothering you, like the root of what might be bothering you, or things that make you really happy so that you can continue to do the things that make you really happy. So checking in is super important. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. And we've talked about them before, but I'm going to go over them again. It is really great to kind of like set aside some time, right? Like a dedicated moment of your day just to check in with yourself and see where am I at. I personally do evenings most often. I have been trying to also do a little bit of it in the morning when I'm kind of thinking about my day and checking in. And I have found that to be really helpful in planning my day to kind of set some good expectations for myself. Because if I check in and I'm like, wow, I'm pretty tired. I didn't sleep super great. And so maybe I will be tired enough that going into the evening, I just might not get done the things that I would like to get done. And so instead of setting myself up to be upset, if I've checked in with myself in the morning, I can be like, okay, I could potentially have the energy to go and do that. Or that sounds really good. Let me set the intention right now to go work out or whatever. Like, hey, yoga sounds really great. Let's set up my day so that I can do that. Or, like I said, I'm really tired. Maybe I should just let myself rest after work or whatever. And then In the evenings, I find that doing, you know, some of that check-in is, it just sets me up to be able to sleep better. Kind of just like emptying my brain a little bit. And a lot of that I do through, journaling, which leads to another way that you can check in with yourself. So, writing things down, I find really, really therapeutic. I've talked about this a bunch of times before. So just, you know, any of you list makers or like people who naturally like to write things out. See, I even write notes by hand. So journaling is a great way to kind of like express that, check in with yourself. I like answering questions and like actually like answering check-in questions. And I really like doing that. One of the great ways that I have found is through a couple of different journals with prompts built in. So check out Happiness Planner. They're great. I love their journals that have topics and different prompts. And then the other one I really like is by the Full Focus Planner team. And so they have a Full Focus journal. And I love them as well. I like their planner and I like their journal. And that also has like prompts and lines to write and answer the kind of the check-in question. So, that's another good one. And then just free writing, just like freestyle writing, like just to unload what's happening in my brain. I find that really great way to kind of check in and see. Sometimes it unveils some stuff I didn't know was bothering me, or something that happened that was good and I've forgotten all about it. But in the like moment of being able to recall kind of like about my day, I'm like, oh my gosh, that happened and that was really good. Sometimes I can like talk myself out of a bad day that way. where like the last couple things that happened maybe didn't leave me with like a warm, fuzzy feeling. But as I'm writing and thinking back, like what actually really did happen today and how am I really feeling and what did I feel throughout the day? And I can kind of be like, oh, see, good things did happen. And then, of course, meditation is another great way to check in with yourself. I enjoy using meditation to kind of gauge where my emotions are at, and then also physically. It gives me time to just be aware of just like, okay, there's like a little bit of a twinge or like that muscle is stiff or something along, you know, some of that kind of stuff. And so I find that a really great way to do that is through meditation. And mindfulness is all about being aware of your emotions and watching them pass without judgment. And it can be an excellent place to check in. And then also to let it go. So, yeah, kind of like with journaling where I feel like I can kind of like get myself in a better spot and kind of just like dump the bad stuff onto the paper and leave it there. You know, working with mindfulness and meditation can also kind of like be like, oh, okay, that's how I felt. Okay. And now I can let it go. Yeah. And of course, there's science behind it. And we talked about that before. Having checking in with yourself is a form of mindfulness. And mindfulness practices have all sorts of positive benefits for your health and your brain. And it can boost moods and can boost feelings of well-being. It can help with self-compassion. And it can also help alleviate some of those psychological symptoms that we feel like stress and anxiety. And it can improve behavioral regulation. So basically being able to kind of like choose calm and manage your emotions instead of having your like behaviors kind of run away. Yeah, there's all sorts of great stuff. So I'm going to go through some questions for you guys just to kind of get you thinking. And if you want to kind of like write or like jot things down, or, you know, I like my little sticky note method sometimes where it's just like really quick, like a couple words to help remind me and get me thinking. But either way, I'm going to go through some questions that you can ask yourself. And it's kind of like a little bit of like a category, a few from each category. So let's start with my favorite, which is gratitude. So you guys know how much I love gratitude practice. It's one of my favorite things to use and to journal about. And it's one of my favorite ways to combat anxiety in that way. So some good questions to kind of tap into gratitude. Is there something I did today, this week, what have you, that I really appreciate? So this is the chance to acknowledge something that you appreciate about yourself. Maybe you have a quality or a skill that you tapped into today or this week that you're just really like, yes, that felt good. I'm good at that. I appreciate that. So yes, take this moment to acknowledge that. Another one is boundaries. So is there a boundary I can communicate as a way to respect my own needs? That's a question that I've had, I have found very, very helpful. Is thinking about what kind of, I don't know, just to kind of like prep myself for that type of conversation. Maybe there's a boundary that I'm not thinking of at the moment. And this gives me a chance, this question gives me a chance to think about a boundary that maybe I need to kind of be paying more attention to. Another great one, when I listen to my body, what does it need? Does it need just a big breath? Am I hungry? Does it need some kind of nourishment? Does it need rest? Does it need to move, be active, get some of that energy out? Another one is, who did I ask for help? Who did I reach out to for connection? And then the last one is, what is the best thing I can do to be supportive and loving for myself right now? And I like to try and kind of put myself into someone else's shoes. So if I were a friend talking to someone like me, what might I say? Right? So like, that makes it so that there's less judgment, for me at least. Because otherwise I have a hard time thinking of like, well, I know the things that I would really like to do, but I also have like this giant list of things that I think I should do. And that's that kind of negative thinking isn't helpful. So sometimes I, in answering a question like this, will put myself like, if I were talking to a friend, I'm gonna talk to myself the way I would talk to a friend. And that kind of kick some of that judgment to the curb. All right. So that was kind of around gratitude. And here's some like questions to kind of just like be present. And I love this one. Is, am I fighting life or inviting life? This is a great way to kind of like ask that question. Like, am I, and another one is kind of like, am I surviving or am I thriving? And yeah, am I fighting life or inviting life? Like, am I trying to pull tooth and nail and try and like scrape together something and make something happen? Or am I looking at things and trying to find opportunities and looking for a more natural pathway, I guess. And I that's what, to me, inviting life means, to kind of look for that natural pathway, the one that feels right, the one that feels like it is filled with opportunity, looks like it's filled with opportunities. And another one, oh, well, this one's really obvious. I should have started with this one. How are you feeling right now? In this exact moment, sitting where you are, standing where you are, how are you feeling? This was another one that was much, it's simple, but it's much deeper than what I would have thought. In what ways am I avoiding my truth? And that one was a little bit of a mind bender for me, but I love it. And so it's one that I found super, super difficult to answer. Really kind of just freaked my brain out for a second where I was like, I don't know. I mean, like every day I'm trying to live like what I would think is my truth. And then I was like, okay, in what ways am I avoiding my truth? Like, what am I, like, am I standing in my own way? And if I am, what kind of roadblocks am I doing? Just to kind of like throw, you know, like how, I don't know, kind of like, how do I explain this? You know, like comfort zone style kind of a thing, right? Like, you can only go so far inside your comfort zone. And then you have to do like little pushes outside of it. Sometimes people just like leap outside of their comfort zone and it works out really well for them. But for those for those of us out there that that's like super anxiety producing, what can you do just to like push that boundary just a little bit, just to like to build some of that resistance and stretch that comfort zone out, like little things that I can do where I'm like, okay, normally I might avoid that, right? Or like that specific thing where it's like, okay, I'm not going to walk into the mall during the holidays, right? Because that sounds terrible for anxiety. You know, like those kinds of things are like, oh yeah, I want to avoid a bunch of traffic on the way home. So I'm going to go all the way around and take a different path home because I want, I don't want to deal with traffic. So I guess that's like, you know, what are you trying to avoid? What are you trying to go out and around? Are you trying to find a different pathway instead of just walking through it because it's more comfortable? Because you don't want to face that thing. That's kind of how I think about that question. So in what ways am I avoiding my truth? Okay, a couple more here. So these are a little bit more about change, which what better time of year to talk about change than the beginning of a new year? So kind of a couple that are like the start of a sentence here. So like, I'm excited to focus on blank. And I think that is a good one because it goes one step further than sometimes I see like prompts that are like, what are you excited about? But this goes a little bit further because it says, I'm excited to focus on blank. So what are you focusing on? What are you excited to focus on? And that to me is different because I can be excited about a lot of things, but wanting to actually like focus in on something, a goal or a new, you know, a new skill, again, pushing that comfort zone. Like, what am I really like wanting to engage with? And then another one is, who am I checking in on or connecting with today? So that one's a big one, especially in the winter months. I think it's really easy to kind of like go hibernation mode, especially, you know, when I'm in Michigan, Midwest, and we may not have snow right now, but we probably will by the time this podcast comes out. And sometimes that is a little bit isolating as well. It's harder to travel when the weather is not great. And so being intentional and thinking, right, in the process of like checking in is, you know, who am I connecting with? And then another one is, what am I holding on to? and would it benefit me to let it go? What? That's a really good one. I think that sometimes we get caught up in like just kind of trudging forward with like our to-do lists and the things that we are, I don't know. I use the phrase like what I think I should do. And that word should is kind of a little bit of a red flag. I think for me, at least I've learned is that when I start to get into the mindset of I should have done this, I should have reacted this way, I should do this instead of this. Yeah, like I said, that one's kind of a little bit like down into that negative spiral, which is not good. So what am I holding on to? And would it benefit me to let it go? Because sometimes, you know, I just get caught up in that cycle of just like, oh yeah, this is every day and here's the things that I need to tackle and just keep knocking stuff out because that's what you do. And there might be something that I, one of those like tasks that I've been doing that maybe isn't actually serving me well. It's not actually helping me achieve a goal. There might be a better way to do something. So maybe it's time to let it go and find a new way. All right. I think just a couple more. So thinking about like difficult situations and difficult emotions and such, those obviously happen. And this one, I think helps to kind of like start working through some of those difficult thoughts. Are there any repetitive thoughts that I've been attached to that are no longer serving me? Can I give myself permission to let these go? So I think it's important to like pay attention to those repetitive thoughts. I catch myself kind of in the like ruminating cycle, and I try and recognize when I'm doing that so I can get it to stop. Because it's not fun. And it's also a huge energy suck. You're putting a lot of energy into something that's not at all helpful, and it's not helpful. And so thinking about what repetitive thoughts you might be having throughout that day or that week or what have you, and knowing and acknowledging like those are many of them, maybe not all of them. Maybe you're having repetitive thoughts that are great. Maybe you're thinking over and over again, like, I've got this, totally gonna crush this project, or, you know, something along those lines. That's good too. But a lot of times, I have found that what pops into my head when I'm kind of working through questions like this is like the not so great stuff. And some of those are really good to kind of let go. So writing them down helps acknowledge those repetitive thoughts. And then, it's also sometimes great to actually write out, like, I give myself permission to let that go. It can be really powerful. When is the last time I moved my body with intention? That's a great question. And it can also get you thinking about ways that you can move your body with intention in the future. And then last, but not least, what can I do to feel good right now? To feel powerful right now. I think that one's a good one. But also a little bit sneaky, because it seems like it should be simple. But it's not. Sometimes we don't know exactly what will make us feel good, and that's also okay. And sometimes it takes a second. Because sometimes I might be kind of in like in a mood where I'm like, oh, nothing sounds good. Or I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to take a run today. And then I get like halfway through the day and I'm like, oh my gosh, a run sounds terrible. But I can definitely take a walk, and I can like take my dogs for a walk and enjoy that moment, and still get moving and still be outside, even though throughout the day, what I think is going to make me feel good and powerful has shifted. So that's also okay. And of course, none of these questions are a test. These are just questions to get you thinking and to get you to kind of like check in with yourself on a deeper level. You can always go back to some of the other mini-sodes that I have done with check-ins. Pretty much anytime you see check-in right in the title, that's exactly what it is. So it's me checking in with all of you guys. It's going through some check-in questions, some things to do to kind of check in with yourself. But I thought, what better way to kind of kickstart the new year than to kind of just check in, see where you're at, and hopefully set you up for some good stuff coming here in the new year. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I look forward to jumping back into full-length episodes with you guys soon. Of course, if you like what you've listened to, please like, subscribe, let us know. I love the screenshots. If you have questions, you can reach out, get message, comment, email. And of course, there's feistymindfulness.com. I think that's it. All right, everybody. I hope you have a great week and talk again soon.